morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. An unusual public high school opened this fall in Baltimore, an early college in which students can graduate with an associate's degree, that is, 2 years of college, at the same time they earn a high school diploma, all without paying tuition. The Baltimore City Public Schools entered into a contract with Bard College, a small liberal arts college in upstate New York, which already operates early colleges in four other cities. This week, producer Jonna McCone and I visited the newest Bard High School Early College. It's in the Middle East neighborhood of Baltimore. The students, clustered around a long table for their Great Book Seminar, look pretty much like juniors you'd see in any public high school in the city. Their professor, Patrick Ore, challenges them to compare Genesis to a founding myth from the Sioux Indian.
So go ahead and think about like what passages of the Bible of Genesis stuck out to you, right, as a point of comparison to make between that and the Sioux creation story, and see what you have to say, what these both have to say about the roles of myth in like culture. And we'll start from there.
This is the same Great Books course taught on Bard's campus in New York, with a focus on critical thinking and writing. These kids already think of themselves as college freshmen, not high school juniors.
So we're talking about culture and politics as a result of their origin stories.
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Would it be stereotypical to say deep appreciation for nature?
No.
Was it just like a general big picture of the...
Most teachers at the early college have graduate degrees. When Ore earned his Ph.D. in American Studies at the University of Iowa, this was pretty much what he envisioned.
I imagine myself as a college professor at a small liberal arts school. And that's exactly what I got, just not in the circumstances that I thought.
Last year, Dr. Ore taught at the private Park School in Baltimore County, where many students come from affluent families. He said something bothered him.
You know, I'm teaching all these kids who have all of these opportunities. And what happens when everyone has that kind of opportunity? Not just those people with like a certain set of resources and a certain background, but if everyone had that. The only difference between the students that I have now and the students that I had before is circumstances, right? It's not an aptitude.
In class, Ore pushes students to challenge assumptions.
Can you see how some people might reference some of these to like justify why women can't be in positions of power? Not? Okay. So have you heard of what it means to, I'm gonna write this to the side, forget about Marigold Vespucci, what it means to live in a patriarchal society? What does that mean?
Head of a woman, or in, not in charge, but yeah, essentially, yeah.
After class, we sat down with Francesca Gamber, head of the Bard Early College in Baltimore, and with Tyler Williams, who at another school would be considered a junior. I asked Dr. Gamber how she describes early college.
As an opportunity for students who are ready to be challenged by the time they reach the third year of high school, to start college work early. So at Bard, they always say the best way to get ready for college is to do college. So it's an opportunity for students who really feel that they're ready for the challenge.
And Tyler, when people ask where you're going to school, how do you try to describe the school to them?
Because we have real college professors and real college classes, I basically just say I go to college and that I'm not really in high school the way most people would say they're in high school anymore. The application process was definitely a lot different from other application processes I've gone through to get into school. Had an interview with Dr. Gamber, and then I also had to write a short essay so they could, I guess, evaluate my writing and thinking skills, given that Bard's a liberal arts college.
What we're looking for in our students are intellectual qualities that are really highly individual and qualitative. So a student can be successful here without necessarily having to be the best test taker or the student who gets the highest grade in the class. And so if we were only looking for a test score or a GPA, then we would have missed a whole range of really interesting thinkers who have really found a place here where they fit.
Some people might say, look, your students, a student like Tyler, is going to be successful anywhere for all kinds of reasons that we can see. But you're pulling kids like this out of schools where they might be an example and a help to struggling students. Is that something the school system should take into account?
We're not creaming. So we're not taking the students who would otherwise have been at the top of their class and, you know, would have already gotten into the selective high school programs. We have drawn students from over 50 different middle and high school programs in the city, from public, private, parochial, and homeschooling. Because our admissions process is very qualitative, we are able to reach students who have really interesting things to say, but maybe their test scores or their grades aren't always the highest. They could be sort of geographically far-flung. So with our recruitment strategy, we put a lot of energy into making sure that we got as broad of a cross-section of students as possible. We held our admission sessions at different public libraries in the city. So we made sure that we went to Cherry Hill, we went to West Baltimore, we went to Hamilton. And I don't really look at what we're doing as pulling students out of other schools. I think that what we're doing is giving students who are ready for the challenge of starting college early an opportunity to do that and to see where it takes them.
Tyler, why did you want to come to this school?
I went to Independence Local 1 High. It was a small charter school in Hamden, so small community in Baltimore. And the reason I chose or wanted to go to Bard, I felt like Independence wasn't giving me exactly what I needed to be successful in like the future, so they weren't making me like college ready or like ready for things like SAT or, you know, just career-wise. I was originally looking for a different school when I was thinking about Poly, and then my mom's coworker said that there's a school, an early college school called Bard that's opening up in Baltimore. So it sounded nice. I got like some literature on the school and I read about it. And I said I wanted to try it out.
I gather one of the things that this school is focused on is teaching students to be self-advocates.
Yes.
Which means what?
What we usually do is we have students graduate from high school where they've spent 4 years in a very, depending on the school, in a very supportive environment with a lot of caring adults who are looking out for them and making sure that they finish what needs to get done. And then we throw them into college and say, okay, now you're 18, you are technically an adult, here's your class schedule. And then we kind of remove a lot of the supports from their lives. And particularly for first-generation college students, it can be really difficult to navigate this new freedom and to figure out how to overcome obstacles, challenges, difficulties that may arise. So what we try to do is introduce students to what it means to be a college student still within the supportive framework of a high school, which starts to cultivate some of these self-advocacy skills in the students. So for instance, I'm in a college physics class that's really difficult. I have encountered an assignment that I don't know how to complete. If I go to Bard High School Early College, I know that my professor has office hours during the week, so I can go to the office hours to get help. I don't have to be stuck with an assignment that I don't understand. And that's a really important skill that sets the students up to be successful, not just here, but in their next college or university, and really for the rest of their lives, I hope.
Is it your sense that more students are drawn by the liberal arts focus, or is it more the idea of getting a head start on college, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be liberal arts that would excite them about getting that head start?
I think there's probably a pretty even split. I see, particularly among the year one students, a lot of enthusiasm for the liberal arts approach because there are a lot of other great high school choices here in the city that have a very sort of discipline-specific focus, right? So there might be a STEM or an arts focus. And a number of our year one students have come to us from environments like that and have said, this is great, but I'm so interested in everything, in the universe of human knowledge. And this is a place where they get exposure to literature. They get to take a physics class with a physicist. They get to take a math class with a mathematician.
If students apply themselves, they're expected to graduate with a high school diploma and an AA degree from Bard, an associate's degree. Is the financial aspect of that kind of head start important to a large percentage of your students?
Because they're able to graduate with the associate's degree with 60 credits and the first 2 years of college finished, that they can then enter college, their next college or university, as a junior or as a sophomore, and they can reduce the amount of time that it takes to get to the bachelor's degree and the cost. So a number of our students have older siblings who are also in school. They have parents or guardians who are either in school themselves or want to go back to school. And so the cost of that really, I think, weighs heavily on the minds of a lot of our students.
So Tyler, you've been at this a couple of weeks.
Yes.
How does it feel different?
I would definitely say the work level is different and that it's, I wouldn't say more work, but the work seems more beneficial to me. So for example, the humanities or social studies work that we're doing, actually, like, it seems to tie into like the humanities and social studies that happens outside of, like, it happens outside in like the real world. And Bard will talk about the humanities and social studies of what's happening in ancient Greece, and we'll talk about it in colonial times, but then we'll talk about like how that ties in with the real world.
Tyler Williams is a third-year high school student, first-year college student at the new Bard High School Early College. Francesca Gamber heads the Bard Early College in Baltimore. We also heard from Professor Patrick Oray and from students in his Great Book Seminar. More information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on the show, Laura Amy Schlitz has written a new book for kids. Stay tuned to 88.1.